Well, Geico stole that. Do you see that?
It's a walrus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the walrus.
I love the walrus.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Yep. So,
wow.
Can I tell you guys
something? Three white guys and no one got my Beatles. Okay.
No, I got it. I miss phone calls. We don't take any phone calls at the station, and
yeah,
I miss them.
It's probably better not to.
I don't know,
it's
man.
It's probably better.
Want to play Score Hello for like 2 minutes?
I would love it.
Play Score All right, hold Hello. On. All right, we'll play Score Hello. 312-644-6767. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station. I guess we probably should explain Score Hello.
Unscreened phone calls?
Yeah, that you can just call in and talk to us. Please don't lose our license with this. We would prefer that you just call in and say whatever it is, like moving someone to fullback or linebacker or quarterback, or just saying hello to Chris Ranji.
Yeah.
So 312-644-6767 is the way that you can play Score Hello with us. So how's St. Louis?
It's good, man.
All right, that's enough.
Everybody's good. All right, Score Hello.
Score Hello.
That's fine, we got that.
You got to turn your radio down.
That's the other one rule of Score Hello.
That's the problem.
That's it. Yeah, with that's Score the other one rule. You got to turn your damn radio.
Score Hello. See, and again.
Also the radio. It's very difficult.
Score Hello.
Hey, I think that was Nick's relative calling in.
Thanks for the contribution. Score Hello.
Hello, James. This is James.
Hi, James.
You're James.
I am.
I think I said hello like four times. I wasn't sure if you guys got me.
Well, we got you now. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Oh, I just want to say hi to Chris Ranji, man. Haven't heard from you in a while. Glad to hear you take a phone call. If I could talk about anything?
No, we're not interviewing you. Score Hello.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm James
call
or not.
And ask the rules.
Score Hello.
Members of James.
Dan.
Yes?
You're the worst, buddy. I miss you, Ranger.
All right.
Caller of the day.
That guy is right.
Yeah.
You are the worst.
Son of a
yes?
Miserable. I'll show you.
You're the worst.
I'm going to go flush the urinals over and over again because I'm a normal, sane person. I'm going to go crouch in the corner and wait for Terry, who's not here right now.
Come
Quiet,
on.
Jerome. That's right, Jerome. No. Cool Breeze.
Hey, Cool Breeze. What?
Hey, Score Hello.
Hello?
Yellow.
Hey, can I give a shout out to my
Score Hello.
Hi, it's Pat from Tuscaloosa. I just wanted to say roll damn tide, Lord.
RTR. Roll tide, roll.
There he is.
That's right. I went there.
Roll damn tide, baby.
Score Hello.
Hey, Chris, welcome home. I think I know what you want here, Lawrence. The Bears will be a better offense when Trey Burton is healthy and back.
That is a normal Bears thought.
Sure. Yeah. Fact, it's never going to happen.
But you don't want the normal thoughts. That's not what you want.
It's fine. Are you okay? Is this going all right for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
When you got to get out of here?
I probably need to leave 5 minutes ago.
All right, let's take a few more of these. We're
going to
take a couple more.
Let's go.
Score Hello.
Hey, Bears should drop Mitchell Trubisky now and sign Colin Kaepernick for 1 year.
I'd be fine with that.
Colin.
What did he say? Copper Colin?
It's fine.
Sign him.
Prince Humperdinck. Score Hello.
Hey, Roger, you sold that hooker $40.
40?
50.
50.
If it was one.
Score Hello.
Bring back John Shoup.
All right, this has gotten better.
It's definitely gotten better. Do you remember the Bears amusement park that you guys did a long time ago?
Yes.
And you asked people to contribute Bears rides, and one of them was I think it was the John Shoup roller coaster that goes 3 yards and stops.
Can I just say, I know we got to get Ranji out of here. I don't know if there's anyone other than Terry that when they show up here, bring that amount of joy to our lives here at the school.
Who, this guy?
Yes.
Yeah, are you all aroused? Or
no, that's not what we're saying at all. We're just saying that we're all really happy to see you, and it's rare now that any of us on our own, that there's a room full of people that's happy to see us. And then when you show up, how many people hug you? George Hoffman was like, oh my God, Rangers here? Joe Bartosz.
No, Joe came in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. These people love you.
Yeah.
Can it be both?
It could be both.
I can say, now that BBM is here, I don't know, was he attacked by Len Walter?
Josh List was going to come down here and tackle him, I believe.
I don't mind.
But go do your radio show.
Okay, I'm going
to. Because you have to go do it at Greystone. That's where you're going to be?
Yeah, Greystone and Wrigleyville. So come by and shake my hand.
I'm going to be on your radio show.
We didn't ask. Yeah. We're in Wrigleyville. The game's happening
that's
in
true.
Wrigleyville.
I suppose that's true.
Okay.
Closer. All right.
I love you guys. I miss you.
Love you too, Chris.
That is Chris Ronji. That is Dan Bernstein. That is Connor McKnight. I am Lawrence Holmes, and I have 40 minutes of show before the Cubs and the Cardinals do it again. Kind of. The top of the hour, which we blew right past with Score Hello, is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field tomorrow when they host Michigan State. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. You guys know that I'm still doing a radio show, right?
I didn't see any talk to them.
I'm still doing the show. So you can take your conversation outside.
I'll see you in a bit, Lawrence.
Yes, you will see me in a bit. This hour is also being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Tony? Let's go.
What it do, baby?
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Let's go ahead and we'll just...
We'll
drop the hammer on this right now, Pete. Again, for the record, as you talk about the way that these quarterbacks were discussed and who had the best opportunity to be the best pro... For the record, who did you have as your number one quarterback that year?
1,000% own it. And because at the time, it was one of those things where...
No. Sir, I'm going to direct you to answer the question directly. Who did you have as your number one quarterback?
And I still do. I'm sticking with it, Mr. Lawrence Holmes. I still say DeShone Kizer is going to win his way Super Bowl to Trubisky, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson.
And I think that's where we'll end the conversation. He had DeShone Kizer. I had Mahomes, Deshaun, and Mitch. So everyone can kiss my ass with all of the draft expert nonsense.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Yeah, boy, I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time to talk about the Bears today. I think that today's show is primarily going to be a Cubs show. Cubs and Cardinals today, starting at 12:45. We will have the pregame. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until then. So good to see Chris Ronji. I will see him soon. I'm going to go be on his show in St. Louis after I'm done talking with you fine people that are listening to the show today. We start the show, as we start all things, with a rundown.
Just faxing my dad a rundown.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Friday, September 20th. Real quick on the Bears. Matt Nagy knows that Mitch knows that things need to get better.
His comfort and confidence is right there as far as he understands. He understands this offense really, really well. What happens is, and it's the same thing with me too, is when the production's not there, right? And we're all taught this, that as a head coach and as a quarterback, you're going to get a lot of the credit when things are going great, and then when things are struggling a little bit, it goes to you. So, but we need to make sure that, meaning myself and Mitch, that we know that we have support from the teammates, from coaches, from all of us together. It's a we thing. And so I feel like his confidence is where it needs to be. Can it get higher? Yeah, it can get higher. You know, it's all the players offensively. We feel like all of our confidence can be higher because we need to play better. So I'm not concerned about where he's at. I just feel like we're going to stick together. And this program here and these people, we're about solutions. So let's figure out what the solution is.
That's a lot of words. We'll do a full Bears preview for you on Monday before their game Monday night. How about the Brewers? Well, the Brewers are using any and everything that they can to make things difficult for the Cubs.
Grisham hits that one sharply in the gap left center. That's going to go to the wall. Shaw on his way to third, and he's going to try to score. Here comes the throw. It is a wild one, and Shaw is in. Throw to third. blast into left field. Grisham with the Little League home run. Two-run score. 5-1 Brewers.
The Brewers would win this game against the Pirates 5-1. That win, coupled with a Cubs loss, has the Brewers in sole possession of the second wild card spot. And the Cubs are still sitting in the division with a four-game deficit to pick up on St. Louis. How did that happen? Well, things got off to a great start. Lazarus came out there with the twisted ankle and put everyone on notice.
Here's Rizzo. Anthony drives one in the air, deep left center field. It's got a chance. Gone! Anthony Rizzo. Listen to this crowd at Wrigley. Rizzo ties the game with a rocket to left center. His 27th of the year. That's what being a team leader is all about.
Anthony Rizzo's ankle was good enough for him to be in the starting lineup. He did come through with his 27th home run of the year. But Kyle Hendricks wasn't terrible, but he wasn't as sharp as he usually is in Wrigley Field starts. And the Cardinals made everyone pay.
The delivery. Ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. The Cardinals take the lead. An RBI single by Harrison Bader brings home Tommy Edman. And it's St. Louis 2, Cubs 1 here in the fifth inning.
Here's the 1-1. Line to left center. That's trouble. That's a base hit. A run is going to score. Molina lumbering to third. Hayward cuts it off, going to second for a double. Here's Bader, and the Cardinals now lead 4-1.
Things were super ugly, but the Cubs found a way. You got the Joe's getting all that fairy dust out there. Found a way to battle back in the ninth inning when things started to look real bleak for the North Side Nine. Ben Zobrist comes through.
Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball toward first. Fair ball! Fair ball down the right field line. One run is in. Bryant will stop at third. A double for Ben Zobrist. Listen to this crowd. Ben Zobrist doubling down the first baseline. A sharp ground ball. The Cubs have the tying run at second with one away.
So there was a little bit of life. Javier Baez enters the game as a pinch runner. He's got the thing on his hand because he's got a cast on. Things are looking up. Wilson Contreras nubs one, and Chris Bryant with some brilliant base running to cut off an angle at home plate.
And now the 0-2 pitch. Contreras dribbles one toward third. Going to be a tough play. The throw to the plate. It's not in time. Everybody is safe. A run scores. It's 4-3. Base hit for Contreras. Bryant scores. Safe at third is Baez. Listen to this crowd.
The crowd had been sleepy for most of the game because that's what the offense had been like. And then Jason Hayward has an opportunity to tie this game up. He does.
And Hayward hits a ground ball right side. Diving stop by Edman. Throws to first. Tying run scores. Hayward is out at first. Great play by Edman to save what would have been a base hit. He made a diving stop. Had only one play at first. Safe at second is Robel Garcia. This ball game is tied at 4.
So, Tony, stop the music. Because we need to play another piece of music. Considering that Anthony Rizzo used it yesterday as his walk-up music in the first inning, with the Cubs tying the game up in the ninth, it was like the Undertaker jumping out of the casket. You got a brand new ball game. It's 4-4. Things look fantastic. The Cubs got off the deck. They opened up the casket. Oh my God, is that the Undertaker's music? Yes. And apparently it's also Matt Carpenter's music.
Here is Matt Carpenter stepping in, driving one in the air, deep left center, trouble, and that's long gone. Matt Carpenter with a home run off Craig Kimbrel.
It's funny because the music kind of takes on a different connotation now. Cubs had a chance in the bottom of the 10th. It didn't work out.
Castellanos trying to keep the Cubs going. He hits a high fly ball. deep center. Back is Bader on the track, makes the catch. Ball game over. The Cardinals beat the Cubs 5-4 in 10 innings. Castellanos gave it a long ride just to the right of dead center, right at the edge of the warning track. Harrison Bader made the catch, and this ball game is over.
But is the Cubs season over? We will discuss next on The Score.
NFL CBS analyst Boomer Esiason joins Mack and Parkins at 3, the day after every Bears game.
And it's up to Matt Nagy to put Mitch Trubisky in a situation where, you know, he can actually now show that he's ready to take the reins on as a full-time NFL quarterback that is not holding his team back.
Hear Boomer with Mack and Parkins the day after every Bears game at 3 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station and official radio home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Hilton. Book at Hilton.com and get the Hilton price match guarantee. The Houston Astros' Gerrit Cole recorded his 300th strikeout of the season Wednesday, while upping his record to 18-5 and lowering his ERA to 2.61. Those are clear-cut Cy Young numbers. Except for this, Cole may not be the best pitcher on his team, much less in the American League. Fellow Astro Justin Verlander is currently 19-6 with an ERA of 2.52 and is 17 Ks short of joining Cole in the 300 club. The most important aspect of these numbers is the 1-2 punch Cole and Verlander should provide the Astros in postseason. But then the question becomes, who wins the Cy Young? Unfortunately, voters can't wait and see who pitches better in the crucible of postseason. This is a regular season award. The bet here is that Verlander gets the nod. He's 36, won once, and been runner-up 3 times. That said, Cole's equally deserving. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey, you're that famous.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go, admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go, woo! At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hi folks, Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories, try it. It could work for your on-the-go life too. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
So great to see Amy this week. She came by and stopped by the show. She missed White Chocolate, Rick Camp. He wasn't here, but she did hang out with me and Tony.
She told you to stop picking on me, too.
She did. That was the one thing she was wrong about. She did bring donuts, which was great, and we appreciate that. We love Amy, and you should, too. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, this is the person that you want to ride with because she's going to take care of you. Here's how she works. Alexandra and Brian had been trying to sell their home for a while with another agent with no results. Then they called the area expert, Amy Kite, and her team. The team's great, too. Hi, team. Amy's explosive marketing brought multiple showings, and the home immediately sold for full asking price. With Amy, you sit down, you set a price and a deadline. If your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home. Or if you would prefer to rent out your home, Amy has a property management company that can help you do just that. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing the job, she's going to let you out of the contract free and clear. Work with the agent that I would absolutely trust, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. She's a real person. She's going to help you. 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Heads up, denim lovers. Old Navy's biggest denim sale ever is here. All jeans are on sale up to 60% off. Styles start at just $12 for adults, $8 for kids. Plus, this Saturday and Sunday only, don't miss the Jean a Day giveaway. Want a free pair of Old Navy's all-new jeans? Stop in for your chance to win and for up to 60% off all jeans. Now at Old Navy. Valid 9/16 to 9/24. Excludes in-store clearance. 5 per day per store. Select styles. Jean giveaway in-store.